Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we're going to be doing our mid-season check-in with our rookies. At the start of the season, we had some predictions on how we thought the rookies would fare, and we have to admit we've been pretty, like, bang on. So what we said at the start of the season was we felt that Bortoleto was going to be the one, like, with the raw talent that came out at top, out up on top, but that Antonelli, because he had the machinery, would show better than some of the other rookies as well. So let's dive right into it. So we're going to go in reverse order of our rankings, our mid-season rankings of where we're placing the rookies right now. So we're going to start off with Calipinto doing. So both 0 points. We know that Jack was only given 5 races. Then we have Franco in now. Both have been quite disappointing. Like, in all honesty, they brought Franco in. I think they signed Jack. And then before, they really, like, they should have waited. Then saw Franco. Franco came onto the scene and then regretted signing Jack. And basically we're looking at for any excuse to get rid of him. And then didn't really give Jack a fair shot. And got rid of him and brought in Franco Calipinto, and he's been quite the disappointment as well. And in all honesty, they could have just left Jack in. Alpine just can't seem to make that second seat work for them. Jack had 2 big crashes at the start of his season, and Calipinto just needs to improve in all areas. Like, his qualifying is disastrous. It's been a tough go for both those kids. So we'll leave it at that. So coming in at the bottom of our rookies midseason is Calipinto. Next is Behrmann. Now, he does have a bit of a mid-car. We're leaving him here. We feel that he's kind of silently consistent. He's a little bit of a George Russell. He's just kind of there and consistently doing his thing. He has race pace that he has been showing. He's gotten points. We think that he just has made a couple of, like, too many mistakes so far this season, but promising. He's promising. So we're putting him in that fourth slot there. Now we're going to move on in our third slot. Might be a little controversial for some, but we have put Antonelli here. We know that he's sitting with the highest points out of the rookies, but he's in the Mercedes. So it is what it is there. But no, we're slotting him in third, just as we predicted. He is there because of the car he's driving. We just don't feel he's as consistent as the other drivers. And we're also going to make the very bold statement that we felt that he was moved up to F1 too early. We don't think he should have come up this season. 4 DNFs in 6 races. He's really lacking confidence. And we really feel he could be quicker. Like, he came up too early. Had they waited on him, we think he would have been more of a force coming into F1, because you can see he has, like, these moments, like these sparks of, like, brilliance, but then overshadowed by his own self-doubt and lack of consistency. So, and we truly feel that this is, like, the pressure is too much for him. This kid could have waited a year or two, and then really would have been something. And now moving on to our second place. This one was tough. This one was tough. Our top two was tough, but one edged out the other just a little. So sitting in second, we have Hajar. This kid, phenomenal. This kid has surprised us. He's consistent. I won't say he surprised us, but he has come out quite strong. We feel that if he was even in the Mercedes, how much better he would be showing. He is consistently in the points. He shows great pace in practice and qualifying. And he's our favorite. Like, we love Hajar. Definitely a front runner for like our rookie of the year. We really like Hajar. Like, this, I think he is our favorite rookie. But we did have Bordoletto coming out as per our beginning of the season predictions. Now mid-season, we do feel that he is the standout rookie for our rookie of the year to date, especially since the upgrades. He has been absolutely exceptional. He continues to trend upwards. He works well with his teammate. And the fact that he's able to take what he is driving and to convert that to points, 14 points mid-season is where he's sitting in a Sauber. This kid is the real deal. Bordoletto is the real deal. So that's our ranking, our top five ranking mid-season with the rookies. But before we sign off here, if you go back to our preseason episode, we did not include Lawson in our rookie ranking for a reason, but we are going to give him a shout out right now. Even though we don't have him listed as a rookie and we didn't rank him mid-season, we do want to just kind of point out what an exceptional season he's having, sitting at 20 points after being dropped by Red Bull. That demotion so early on in the season could have killed him, like ruined him. Like, that hit to his confidence. We just want to say, like, for him to be able to turn that around, kind of swallow his pride, get back out with Racing Bulls, and have such a strong showing at Racing Bulls. It did take him a bit of a slow start at Racing Bulls, but once he got comfortable, he's had strong race pace. He's showing huge improvement, just needs to work on his qualifying. But Liam Lawson, you're winning us over. You are. You weren't our favorite, and now we quite enjoy watching you. We really love the Lawson Hajar pairing. Like, that pairing, amazing. But thanks for joining us today. We're getting close, guys. It's almost summer break's almost over, almost time to start our season up again. Thank you for joining us today on Beyond the Paddock.